Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 5th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. And where things go from here. 2 weeks into the new Trump administration, and it is obvious that this is not going to be business as usual. Rather, the picture appears of a surreal Alice in Wonderland upside-down world careening along at breakneck pace. The new president has been issuing proclamations, otherwise known as executive orders, as if the other branches of government didn't exist, in clear violation of the usual protocol. The similarities between the Trump presidency and a third-world tinpot dictator are quite obvious. For instance, Donald Trump signed a proclamation, executive order, declaring January 20th, 2017, when he was inaugurated, as National Day of Patriotic Devotion. I mean, if you blinked, you might be forgiven for thinking this was something Kim Jong-un had just done. Every day he takes on the media, and anybody else, from congressional leaders to leaders of foreign countries. He's an equal opportunity offender, creating one diplomatic incident after another. Trump's Vedic astrology chart shows he has strong beliefs. No need for evidence, no need for facts. Beliefs don't need such complicating things like facts. Notice how Mars, the planet of combat, is the ruler of his ninth house of beliefs, philosophies, and ethics, and is powerfully placed in his first house of self, conjunct the ascendant degree, in Leo, a sign that's pretty self-centered. Trump identifies with his own beliefs. He fights for his own beliefs. The ninth house being ethics, he has his own standard of ethics. Mars is naturally impatient, impulsive. Mars likes conflict. Having Mars in the ascendant makes one a naturally combative person. Also, Mars is the planet of victory. Mars wants to win. Trump believes that he will win. Jupiter, the planet that naturally signifies belief, is now featured as his current major period ruler. Note that Jupiter was retrograde, actually stationary, at the time of birth, which makes it especially strong and much more subjective. His natal Jupiter resides in his second house, the house of speech. Mr. Trump speaks his own version of the truth, his own beliefs. And there's more. Note that Neptune accompanies Jupiter in his second house. Neptune is the planet of fantasy, of illusion, and delusion. Neptune is also retrograde, meaning that the illusions come from within. Combining with his natal Jupiter, Neptune gives Trump the illusion of truth, as well as delusional beliefs. On Friday, January 27th, Donald Trump signed his Muslim ban executive order, and within 24 hours, the airports in the United States went crazy. Passengers were detained, protest demonstrations erupted, flight delays, jammed runways, international condemnations, and general chaos. Estimates by government lawyers put the number of revoked visas at 100,000. Note that Jupiter, planet of law, is now stationary in the heavens, that is, appearing to not be moving, as it prepares to go retrograde. A planet in this condition is powerful for manifesting its significations. Jupiter is being opposed by Uranus, the planet of rebellion, in other words, lawlessness. Note, too, that in the USA astrology chart, Uranus is transiting in the fourth house, the house of the people, and now boosted by transiting Mars, planet of action and combat. Uranus plus Mars is an incendiary combination. Both are opposed to the USA natal Saturn, the planet of established order. So, clearly, it's a setup for torches and pitchforks and marching on the government offices. By the third day after Trump issued his Muslim ban, there were five district judges who had issued stays, halting the implementation of some parts of Trump's order. Faced with defending Trump's proclamation, the acting Attorney General Sally Yates objected, saying she couldn't, in all conscience, uphold the president's order. Trump immediately fired her for daring to defy him. Then, on Friday evening, a federal judge in Seattle issued an order blocking any enforcement of Trump's Muslim travel ban. Trump's Twitter storm followed early the next morning with his protestations. Nor are the confrontational events limited to what's happening in the United States. Apparently, other countries are eager to put the new U.S. government to the test. Within days of his taking office, Russian-backed separatists had rekindled the fighting in eastern Ukraine, making Trump's new UN ambassador's first task to condemn Russia. Along with that, Iran test-fired a ballistic missile, breaking their agreement to stop developing their nuclear capabilities and prompting a new set of U.S. sanctions on Iran. And here's the thing. Mars, the planet of attack, is advancing in Pisces and will join up with Uranus, planet of sudden events, in the last week of February, putting even more pressure on Jupiter. In other words, this energy pattern is intensifying and will doubtless present more unusual events, more attacks on lawfulness, more attacks on the established order, quite possibly with violence, as we move further into this month. So, fasten your seatbelts. This will be getting worse before it gets better. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.